Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're going to be looking at this week, Jerusalem, the place in God's heart, the place in God's plan, in fact, the place. The Bible has several names for Jerusalem, which is mentioned. Jerusalem is mentioned over 700 times in the Old Testament and over 800 in the whole Bible. Jerusalem is called Ariel. It's called many names in the Bible, but one of the main names it is known by, and Jews know this, but Christians don't so much know this, it is known as the place. The place. Jerusalem is the place. It is the place in all the earth. It is the place that is the touchstone in Bible prophecy. Jesus said in Luke 21, 24, they had asked him for a sign of his coming and setting up the millennial kingdom. And so he gave them the sign of the fig tree, which is Israel. But he preceded it with this prophetic utterance. This is Luke 21, 24. And this is 30 AD that Jesus is speaking. It came to pass 40 years later. 40 is the number of, 40 is the number of, you might say, testing. After 40 days, something is tested. 40 weeks in the womb, 40 days in the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness. So 40 years later, after Jesus spoke this prophecy, it came to pass in 70 AD. In 30 AD, he said, and they, the Jews, shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem, immediately Jesus brings it down to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, that city, is the touchstone of Bible prophecy. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the nations until the times of the nations or Gentiles be fulfilled. The first part of his prophecy was fulfilled 40 years later. In 70 AD, the Roman general Titus burned the temple in the city. Jerusalem was under the rule of the people group known as the nations ever since until 40 years ago. 40 years ago, in 1967, we played for you last week. I hope you heard it. If you did, let us know. We played for you that dramatic moment when the Jews entered Jerusalem for the first time and held it in their hands since Jesus had prophesied it in the book of Luke. That's why I was so unhappy with Condoleezza Rice's insistence this week. It was in the news. Her insistence that there be still a Palestinian state. When they're insisting that there be a Palestinian state, and they are insisting that Jerusalem be divided, that it be shared. In fact, those who would have a Palestinian state are saying that they want Jerusalem as its capital. So thank you very much, Randy. He's trying to hand me something that I was searching for here. But I'll just tell you this. I remember that she said, and I said it on the webcast. Go on the webcast where I read it to you. How that's Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. Go on the webcast and read where Condoleezza Rice is insisting. Oh, here it is. I found it. U.S. Secretary of State. I'm doing this almost live, you can see. We're trying to get this radio broadcast to you as live as we can so that we can stay up on things in the light of Bible prophecy. U.S. Secretary of State cautions Israel against seeking peace talks with Syria instead of focusing on the Palestinian track. Condoleezza Rice says there is no substitute for creating a Palestinian state. Her efforts to create a political horizon to this end have been stalled at every hand because many observers say her goal is unrealistic at this time. She is discussing the stalled peace process with the group of eight foreign ministers in Berlin Wednesday, as well as the dispute with Iran over its nuclear program. Washington has bolstered Palestinian Chairman Mahmoud Abbas, but he is a fading force on the Palestinian scene and has little clout to follow through on peace talks with Israel after he opted for a power-sharing deal between his Fatah and Hamas in Mecca in January. The two Palestinian groups embarked on a factional war, and Hamas launched a private missile offensive against Israel. Why, oh, why does our Secretary of State insist on a Palestinian state, which will, oh, they have such nice words, share Jerusalem. Jerusalem under the plan of the roadmap will be a shared city. That's a divided city. And that, I'm telling you from here on out, folks, you watch Jerusalem. You watch everything that happens with Jerusalem, because God says that he's going to watch people and how they treat Jerusalem. And then in Joel chapter 3, verse 1, it says, For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. That translated means Jehovah shall judge. And I will plead with them there for my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. It is translated in some Bibles, and my land they divided. God will judge those who attempt to divide Israel now and attempt to divide Jerusalem. It is an Antichrist move, and we don't want the United States of America in on it in any way, because Jerusalem is special. It's special. I heard Brother Copeland say this, and he said, you know why I like Jerusalem? Because God likes Jerusalem. You know why I'm interested in Jerusalem? Because God is interested in Jerusalem. If you want to know about Jerusalem, you have to go to God, whose city it is. It is the apple of God's eye. God's word. Now just think about this. This whole globe, let's consider the whole globe. In all the whole globe, there is a land that's called to God holy. The holy land. Holy means cut apart. Separated from all the rest. A holy people should be separated from all the rest of the people unto God. There is a land that he has cut out for himself and calls holy. That is the land of Israel. In all the earth there is a land, the land of Israel. In all the land there is a city. That city is Jerusalem. And in all that city there is a hill. That hill is Moriah. Or Moriah, and on that hill there is a rock, a holy rock, upon which Abraham offered Isaac, upon which the Jews' temple set, and upon which the future temple will set, according to Ezekiel, chapters 40 and on. And so now it arises. All the adventure in our blood arises as we look toward the city of Jerusalem and what is happening there. We're going to look all this week at what God says about Jerusalem. When he enters it in the Bible, what its particular meaning means, and then either this week or next, we will get to heavenly Jerusalem and God's great plan to bring those two together. Jerusalem. The holy city. It is supernal. It is spiritual. It is all the things that we know about it come from God. I've always known there was something special about Jerusalem that God knew that maybe I didn't know. It is intrinsically known to the Jews. I'm reading you a book here, A Short History of Jerusalem by Abraham E. Milgram, M-I-L-L-G-R-A-M. He is a rabbi. For the Jews, Jerusalem is one holy city in the world. To be sure, there are three other holy cities, but they in no way are comparable to Jerusalem, the city which God has chosen to rest his name in. Deuteronomy 12:5. To the Jew, the decisive factor in Jerusalem's sanctity derives from God's choice of Jerusalem for its sacred role and the fact that he has chosen it to place his holy name in. Read that yourself in Deuteronomy 12:5. We're going to get to that in the days ahead. Jerusalem is also, reading again from Milgram's book, the city of the holy temple on Mount Moriah, and the city where the Messiah will, in time, reestablish God's kingdom on the earth. Can you imagine that Satan does not want that to happen? And so the fight for Jerusalem. Reading again from Milgram. Jerusalem encompassed the Jews' religious sentiments, his national identity, his mystic yearnings, his historic memories, his hopeful aspirations, and more. The ordinary Jew, who has not been affected by the forces of assimilation, continually experiences a mystical attachment to the holy city. He does not try to explain it, just as a mother experiences her loving attachment to her children without attempting to analyze it, let alone describe it. The powerful attachment of the Jew to Jerusalem is as baffling to the non-Jew as is the Jew's survival. It is an eternal riddle. I'd like to read to you from the book of Psalms, Psalm 137 and 5. I hope you have your Bibles there and read along with us. We're going to read along a lot about, because we want to know what God said about Jerusalem. Now this is telling you what the Jews feel about Jerusalem. Psalm 137:5. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, we wept when we remembered Zion. Zion being Jerusalem. The children of Israel had been carried off to Babylon, and they wept. I love to hear our youth groups from Israel saying, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. There we wept when we remembered Zion. The Bible says they hang their harps on the willows. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Now, verses 5 and 6, this is what every Jew everywhere said every day during all those 2,000 years that they're dispersed. I'm talking about religious Jews. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, some of them said it 3 times a day. Jerusalem is central in the heart of God, and Jerusalem is central in the heart of the Jews. I go into this in depth in a tape series called HaMakom, HaMakom. It's all about Jerusalem. Earthly and heavenly. You can get it for $10 in either cassette form or CD. Just telephone us or write us. You can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65616. And please include an offering if you can to help us remain on the air. Or give us a telephone call at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. It's all about Jerusalem. HaMakom. HaMakom. You will enjoy it. And this is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.